This is a kind of like an old saying. If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what do you put in her nest to fool her?
An artificial egg.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything else? Or like, say, if you have a knife, if you have a teapot that you got for your wedding, what would you say it was made out of? A nice set of dishes.
China?
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you use to carry water in out on a farm?
Pail.
Is there any difference between a pail and a bucket?
If it is, I don't know.
One's not. Would you say one would be made out of aluminum or tin, and the other would be made out of wood? There wouldn't be.
It could be. You have wooden buckets.
Mm-hmm. But you can have wooden pails too, can't you?
Uh-huh.
It just depends on where you're from, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of container do you use to carry food into the pigs?
Well, it would be some kind of metal.
Uh-huh. Slop pail? You ever heard of slop pail?
Oh, slop bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Slop bucket.
What did it look like?
Well, it looked like a... I don't know, a slop bucket. I always think of a slop jar.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you sit beside the bed when you didn't have indoor toilets.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay. I'd always wondered if that was the same thing. It's different, though. Probably the slop, what was it, the slop pan?
Slop bucket.
Slop bucket was probably larger, maybe, to feed the pigs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So what do you fry eggs in, usually?
Skillet.
All right. Did you ever have one with legs in the old fireplace?
Oh, yes.
Was that called a skillet or what?
I've forgotten what it is. I have one sitting out there. The dog's drunk out of it.
Hey, did you ever have something, or did your mother ever have something that was big and black and she'd sit out in the yard to wash clothes in?
Oh, yeah, wash pot.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything else? Have you ever used it for anything, like one for boiling potatoes?
Oh, yeah, and when we'd kill hogs, we'd make lard in it.
Mm-hmm. Can you think of another word for that? It starts with a K.
Kettle.
Okay.
Well, we never called it a kettle.
You just
we called it a wash pot.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the container that you plant flowers in? Or not plant flowers in, or you cut flowers in?
Oh, a vase,
mm-hmm.
a vase.
Mm-hmm. Okay, when you're setting the table at night for you and your husband, and you sit down the plate, and you sit down the napkin, and then what do you sit down on either side of the plate?
Your silver.
Okay. What does it consist of?
Fork and knife and spoon.
All right. Okay. Well, if you had more than one knife, what would you have? You'd have two.
Have too many.
Too many, huh? Okay. I'll let that one go. Boy, this is so
Especially if you have to wash dishes.
Especially if you have to wash dishes, right. Okay. Okay, say that we're talking about dishes now, all right? Washing dishes. If the dishes are all dirty and you say, wow, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, I'm going to have to...
wash the dishes.
Right, okay. And after you wash the dishes, you do what to them? You...
dry them.
Before you dry them, you...
let them drain now.
But before you let them drain, you wash them real good, and then you to get the soap off.
Oh, you rinse them.
Right. Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing dishes?
My dry cloth.
Uh-huh.
I mean, my wash dish rag.
Okay. Well, what do you call when you're drying the dishes?
A dry cloth.
All right. Well, what do you call it? A small kind of piece of terry cloth that you use to wash your face.
I don't wash my face for once. I have a regular wash rag.
Okay. All right. Okay, now, after you get through bathing and you're all wet, what do you do to dry off? What do you use to dry off?
Towel.
All right. Okay, what do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
Spigot.
All right. Have you ever heard of anything else that's been called?
No.
We used to call it faucet.
Yeah, faucet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.